Lord is mighty,
mighty.
The Lord can quench the evil thing.
Evil thing.
Peace when trouble blows. Jehovah sees. Jehovah knows.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Psalms 34, the psalmist David tells us, Psalms 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So, brethren, despite our situation, let us worship God. He deserves all praise, all glory, and all honor belongs to him. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 25 and 26, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's band were loose. So, brethren, you see what praises can do. The Bible tells us about praises unto God. So let us, in everything that we do, let us worship God and let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Paul and Silas were in prison, and even in prison. So that goes to show us that despite the situation that we are in, let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Camille, Sister Camille, can you play the next song for me? Oh, just a minute. Let us pray. Father, we honor you. We glorify your name for who you are. We exalt you, O King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah that breaks every chain. We glorify your name for who you are this tonight, mighty God. You are God and you are God all by yourself. And so tonight, almighty God, we place you in the highest place. For yeah, you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, almighty God, as we come to you and we worship at your feet. So tonight, hallelujah, almighty God, we just want to glorify your name. We want to honor you, Lord, for who you are. Mighty God, and as we are gathered here in on this platform, we pray, mighty God, that you will be with us.
Yeah.
Let your presence be felt among us, mighty God, as we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that is due unto your name. We exalt you, Lord, as the King of all kings. We adore you for who you are, as we tell you thanks. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, Sister Camille will play the next song and then I'll turn over to her.
Praise is the water, my enemy shroud.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, saints of God.
Amen.
The night in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus Christ. You have a praise in your spirit. Is there a praise in your mouth?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Tonight, that despite our situations, despite our challenges, we have one mandate, and that is to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so as we're here tonight, yes, we're here to have to play games and to have fun, but more important, and to fellowship, yes, but we are here to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the name of
Amen.
God.
Thank
we
you,
want
Jesus.
To introduce you 30 seconds and everybody just find a praise, unmute, and just release a praise on the platform so that God can inhabit our praise. For 30
Hallelujah.
Seconds, let's go. God, we
Hallelujah.
Bless
you.
Hallelujah. Lord, and we offer praises on
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. And as we get ready to invite Sister Sasha to come, I want to challenge you. I want to charge each of you. You know, when we get on and we say it's time to worship, we start off and maybe for a minute or so we can worship our way through, and then it's like it just dwindle down and you can't. But I challenge you tonight as children of God. When we get to that place of prayer and that place where we connect with God, let us spend some time worshiping. Let us build our worship life. I can testify about, you know, shackles that would have been broken when we go into worship. I'm a living testimony. So challenge
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
will not just come naturally. You know, you have to train yourself like the athletes who go out and Shelly and Fraser and Usain Bolt, they have to train in order to have that stamina to run that 100 meter in that space of time. And so I challenge you, set the clock. If you can praise for 30 seconds, set it for another 30 seconds. So that would be a minute. And just worship, worship, worship. And when you get to a minute comfortably, you add on some more time. But challenge yourself. Because when we start to worship, when we praise our way, because what we're doing now is praising our way into worship, then you're going to find that a lot of things in your life will be rearranged. And so I
Amen.
challenge you. I challenge you
Hallelujah.
tonight. If you don't believe, Sister Camille, try it for yourself.
Praise
Hallelujah. Ask
God.
the Holy Spirit to teach you how to worship. Hallelujah. and just use what you know. And before you know it, words that will come out of your mouth, you will be so frightened, you will be
Oh,
so amused to say,
Jesus.
where did it come from? It's coming out of your spirit. Amen.
My God.
And so I charge
Amen.
each of us.
Amen.
And don't be
Amen.
afraid. Don't be shy when
Amen.
you get on here
Amen.
and you hear people unmuting and worship. Yeah, man, build up the courage. Yes, man.
Yes,
We're
God.
here not
Yes.
to judge each other, but we are here to strengthen each other. Amen. So go
Amen.
unmute your mic and just challenge. Say, I am so shy. I don't normally do it, but I'm going to do it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Just do it scared. Do it scared anyway. And just unmute. And just, if you can worship for 30 seconds, do it. Amen. And so when you spend the time building up, when you get on here, mighty God, we won't have the time to say, we have to go say, all right, let us stop now and get on. Amen. Praise God. Because there will be a river of life flowing out of you when it comes down to worshiping. Amen. And so I
Amen.
challenge you. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes,
I'm not going
Lord.
to stop tonight. I'm going to stop there tonight in Jesus' name. And so we are here to have fun. And I want to use this opportunity to welcome each of us tonight to Prayer Portal, to Heaven Ministries International Platform. You did well to come. You could have been otherwise minded. You could have gone and mind your own business doing something else. But you are here tonight, and we are very, very happy to have you. Amen. And so, on behalf of all the leaders, myself, Deacon Scott, Sister Terry, Sister Elder Edwards, and Sister Nadine, we are delighted that you chose to be on with us. And so, I
Yeah.
will not be talking anymore. I'm going to invite Sister Sasha Gay, who will be leading us into our games tonight. Sister Sasha, over to you, my sister. God
Praise
bless
the
you
Lord.
tonight
Good
for that
night.
Can you
Good
hear me?
devotion.
Good
Thank you.
night.
Good night.
Praise God. Good
Good
night.
night.
Good
God is
night.
good. All the
Amen.
time.
Hallelujah.
Are you able to see me and hear
Thank
me?
you.
Bless the Lord. Yes, we are.
All right. I am always excited to do things for God, you know, because you might never
Amen.
know when it will be your last opportunity. And guess what? The Lord picked you to do it.
Hallelujah.
So anytime I am asked to do anything for God, me now go back down because God no short a worker. And out of everyone, he chose me. And I am home.
Amen.
Humbled, and I am grateful. So, who's ready to have some fun tonight?
Praise Amen.
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, the first thing that I will start with is an icebreaker. You are not allowed to use Google. You are not allowed to use Google. You are allowed to use your Bible, but you're not allowed to use Google. So the first activity is, what three books in the Bible makes a perfect sentence? What three books in the Bible make a perfect sentence? You have a minute to think about that. When you are ready, you unmute your mic and I will acknowledge you. Did everyone hear the instructions?
No, Sister Sasha, is it when you put the three books together, they make one three word sentence or what?
Yes, put three books together and they will make a perfect sentence. You have a minute. You're not allowed to use Google, but you may use your Bibles.
Peter, James, and John. Job acts revelation.
Genesis, Exodus, and Psalms.
Someone said something?
You said the three words have to make a
Exodus,
sentence.
Psalms. Not bad. Yes, the three books.
What about Job, Acts, Revelation?
Job Acts Revelation.
Okay.
That's very good. You're close. Very good.
But not there.
No,
Job
not there,
asked
but that's
John.
very good.
What about
Say
Mark, Judge, Luke?
that again.
Mark, Judge, Luke.
Mark, Judge, Luke.
Matthew,
Very, very close.
Mark, and Luke.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke. No, it's not Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Genesis, Psalm, and John.
No, good try, good attempt. I like it, I like it, I like it. I like it, I like it. Anybody else wants to try?
Mark asked John.
Mark asks John. Not bad, not a bad attempt, but no.
Any clue, Sister Sasha?
Say that again.
Any clue?
Old Testament.
Old Testament. All right, good.
Yes,
That's a good one.
yes,
That's
yes,
a good
yes.
one.
Canadian.
Joshua judges Ruth.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Perfect. Joshua judges Ruth. You got it. Somebody had said judges
Oh my God.
That's good. That was good.
Joshua judges Ruth. Oh
Joshua
my
judges
God.
Ruth. Yes.
Yes. Who got it?
That's
Who
a perfect
is
sentence.
marking? Who is marking it, sister Sister Shasha? Who is marking the points?
Right, so we need a okay, so we need a timekeeper. I'll probably need a person to keep the score. Who would like to volunteer and do that for me? I would appreciate it. Sister Camille,
I'll hand is up.
do it,
All
sir.
right. All right. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to be diverting from the Bible a little bit, but we'll get back there. And I want you to write down as many body parts with three letters. You have a minute, Sister Camille, to write down as many body parts with three letters. We have some body parts that contain only three letters. Write down as many as you can in 1 minute. You may begin.
Can I be a part of it too?
Sure, but still, if you can keep the time. If you can multitask, great.
Okay.
Eye, ear, and lip.
Write them down,
Nose.
sis. Right.
One, two, three.
I got it. I got it, sis.
Time is up.
Yes, sis. I got
Time is
it.
up. All right.
Brother Scott got
Brother
it.
Scott, go ahead. Let's
Yes.
hear you.
Arm, leg, eye, toe. Arm, leg, eye, toe to the 10th
Want to try, sister.
Me, I want to try.
Can I?
Right, Sister Eula, go ahead.
Okay, I have eye, ear, lip, hip, toe, arm, gum.
Good job.
The ear not in there, not in there, sis. Spell the ear with the three letter on the
E
ear.
A R.
Good job, good
Eh?
job.
E A R.
Can I
Okay,
try?
okay,
May
okay.
I try, please? All right, so Sister Terry and then Sister Nadine. Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Legs, leg, toe, eye. Ear, lip, gum, arm, butt, rib, hip.
But is a four letter word.
Okay, butt is out.
All right, Sister Nadine, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't have much like the others. I just know ear, eye, lip, and the arm.
Okay.
Sister Terry win.
Sister Camille, ready?
Sister Sasha, I'm not even bother. I had toe, ear, eye, lip, and tip, like your fingertip.
Oh.
I was
Anyone
wondering
else?
if that
Can
was,
I
I was
try?
wondering if that would work.
Eye, ear, leg, rib, arm, hip, lip, jaw, toe, gum.
Who is that? Wow, that's a lot.
Yes,
Sister
that's
Heather win.
a lot. Sister Heather, that's 10 out. Yes.
Can I
No,
Yes, go ahead, Sister
they
Len.
can't use the one that my sister Heather use, huh, Sister Terry.
Okay, I have rib, gum, hip, arm, lip, toe, ear, eye, and leg.
Good job. That's so like 10 too. Yes,
Wow,
good
this is
job. Anybody
nice,
else?
man.
Can I go?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Dacia.
I have gum, jaw, hip, ear, leg, arm,
Right,
toe, hip, eye, lip.
all right. So most persons got 8 or 10, but we have 12 body parts with 3 letters. Your leg, your hip, your lip, your toe, your gum, your ear, your eye, your jaw, your arm, your rib, your lap, 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 and your gut.
Up.
So that is 12. 12, 12, 12. All
All
right.
right.
Now, who's ready for the next activity? Who's
I'm
ready for the
ready.
next activity?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I remember when we were at, when we used to be, well, still, we used to be at choir practice. And all the choristers, yes, that's the correct term, all the choristers, we had to do a warm up. And there was a song that says, "One black bug bled blue black blood." And we have to sing that as fast as we can to warm up. So we're going to be doing a tongue twister in the form of praise tonight. So, you will not sing the song that I am singing. I will show it to you on the screen shortly, but you're going to learn it, and it's who
You.
can sing it the fastest
Moving
will
again.
win.
Come here. Yeah.
Right? So, it's very fast. So, Sister Camille, could you assist me with sharing my screen and projecting the song and the words? Please, thank you.
So, sis, I'm going to sh project. I'm going to share the song first. I'm going to share the words after because I can't do it simultaneously.
Yes, I understand. I will worship the Lord for you. Get ready, everybody. This is going to be intense, and I am excited.
Not hearing the sound.
Talking all I'm a one God apostolic tongue, talking all the road of heaven bound, born again, delivering the liberating power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. apostolic tongue, talking holy ruler, heaven bound, born again, delivering the liberating power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. I've been set free at the Pentecost, the Lord are on my knees, pardon me. I'm not ashamed.
Sister Pamela, you think you can outdo her?
You're crazy? Won't you?
Elder Scott, you think you can outdo her? Sister Perry? Sister Yula? You think you can outdo her? Who wants to give it a try? The words will be projected on the screen. I am a one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again believer in. See, not even me can outdo her. All right, so let me try.
Oh, go ahead, sis.
I am a one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again heaven born believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe. We can't go no further. All right, who wants to try? Was it Sister Camille first or Sister Nadine?
Let Sister Nadine go on.
Go ahead, Sister Nadine.
I am a one God apostolic. No, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sister Camille. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to manage it.
All right, Sister Nadine, I'm going to leave you to warm up. All right? All right. So it says, I am a one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest that you do the same. I've been set free at the Pentecostal altar on my knee. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed. To be our one God, apostolic tongue, talking holy ruler, born again, heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
She was right beside the lady in church.
Amen.
Yes, Brother Grant, that she's amazing.
Sister Camille win that.
Yes. No. Do you know we need it because Sister Terry not come yet?
Come in, Sister Terry. Come in.
Ah! I don't even know if I can say the first line. I am a one God apostolic talking ruler born again heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Good job.
I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest that you do the same. I've been set free at the Pentecostal altar in my knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed to be the one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again heaven bound believer and the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Good job.
Chantel,
Elder Scott, can you outdo her? Brother Vintan, can you outdo her?
I would love to try.
All right, Brother Vintan, go ahead. Okay.
I am a one God, apostolic, tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bones, believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest that you do the same. I've been set free at the Pentecostal altar on my knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed to be a one God apostolic, tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Yes,
Amen.
bless the
some
Lord.
Christian rap in the drop over going on
Thank
some Christian
God.
rap lyrics
Praise
in the drop
God.
over.
Sasha,
Yes, sis.
I have Sister Zavara with me, and she would like to try.
Yes, go
Praise the
ahead.
Amen.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Good
Good
evening.
evening.
I am a what's gone? You gone?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
I am a one God apostolic, talking tongue, holy roller, born again, heaven bounded, believing liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest that you do the same. I've been set free at the Pentecostal altar off my knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed to be one God apostolic, tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bounded, believe in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Good job. Yeah,
God.
it's a
Nice.
tongue twister. It's a tongue twister, and I love it.
Who haven't I heard from yet? Sister Pamela. Sister Chantel, anybody else would like to try?
The war is them gone, sis. Yes, it's up now.
All right, anyone else?
I am a one God apostolic tongue talking. No. All right. I am a one God apostolic tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bound believer, liberating power of Jesus' name. I have been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. I
Yes.
have been set free at Pentecost at altar on my knees, pardon me. I am not ashamed to be one God apostolic, tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bound believer, and liberated in the power of Jesus' name.
The
I love this. I
Ooh,
love this. I
that
love
sound
this.
like the remix, but we'll take it.
I love this. Everybody brought their own twist to it. Some rap, some did the remix, some did the original, some got tongue-tied, but we all are one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, roller born again, heaven-bound believer, and we're liberated in the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
That
Praise
is
Jesus.
gracious.
Amen.
That is, and even if some of us came tonight and sing it in French, Spanish, or Mandarin, same.
Right.
One God. One God. Now we're still in the singing mode, but at this time we're going to be doing song association. So I wanted you to give me a song when I gave you a psalm. But I don't just want to limit you or bound you to the book of Psalms only. So what I will do, I will give you a word, and you will give me a gospel song with the word in it. So if I give you the word blessing, I don't want you to give me bless or blessed. If I give you the word give, don't say gave or giving. We get it? So it has to be the exact word. Good?
Amen.
So if I
Yes,
say
amen.
love, you have to give me the word love, not loving or not love. We get it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So the first word is oil. Oil.
Pour in the oil and the wine, the balm that restores
Restore, rest
my
my
soul.
soul.
He
Yes.
saw me
Give me
bleeding
it in and
on
I eat from the
the Jericho
Jericho
road,
Road.
and he pour in the oil and the wine. Praise the
Perfect
Lord.
boy. Anybody else?
I
Yes,
lift some
Sister
more
Tasha.
oil in my
Yes, you here.
Yes.
Burning. A
Yes.
little
Give
more
me some
oil in my lamp,
more.
I pray.
Yes.
A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of the day.
Okay. Good job. Anybody else?
The tough one for me.
All right.
There's a Sister Sasha, I say, sweet, sweet anointing, pouring
Pouring
out
out
oil
this
and
kind of
wine.
wine. Yes. Yes.
I be writing down scores because
Sing
I
it. Sing it, Sister
All
Camille.
right.
Sing
You
it.
can. You can. You can.
You
Yes.
can.
You can. The next word is peace.
He gives
There will be
I've got peace
peace
like
in
a river.
the flow of
I've got
the
peace like a river. Peace when trouble blows. What else?
There will be peace in the valley for
When?
me.
Sorry. Same thing.
There will
Peace
be
in the
peace
valley
in
for
the valley
me.
for
I
me.
haven't heard that one. You can sing
There
that
will
one
be
for us.
peace in the valley for me.
Yes.
Can you
Sing
sing
it,
that one
Sister
for us?
Denise.
I don't know it, but I can try. There will be peace in the valley for me. There will be peace in the valley for me. I don't remember it, but I just remember that line.
All right, anybody else at peace?
There's a peace in my soul when I'm with you, Jermaine
Ah, sing that, no man,
Edwards.
Jermaine Edwards.
Yes, there's a peace in my soul when I can't sing with you. There's a peace in my soul when my spirit is in tune. You're my master and I'm not a slave to sin anymore. There's a peace in my
Finding
soul.
deep.
In my soul, bless
Good job.
the
Next word
Lord.
is trust.
Oh, yes.
Trust
Trust
and
everything,
obey, for
God.
there's no other way
Trust
to
and obey. Yes, next
go.
one.
I trust
Trust
in
in
God,
God.
my
Yes.
Savior,
Hold
the one
on,
who
hold
will
on, hold on. I
never
hear too many. I'm hearing trust in the
fail.
Lord with all of thine heart.
And
I'm
I trust
hearing,
in God, my Savior.
I trust in God, my Savior, and
Some trust in chariots and some in horses.
all
Some
right,
trust
yes.
in chariots. Some trust in horses. But I will remember the name of my God. He is a warrior. Yes, he is mine. Almighty, in Him will I trust. In Him will I trust.
Man. Anybody else? Good job.
Trust and obey.
Amen.
Sing.
But there is no other way.
Can you sing that?
Oh, Lord. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
That's remixes.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Yes, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
And the trusting heart to Jesus cling. Nor
That's a new one for me. I haven't heard that one. Is it a hymn?
Yes.
Sing two lines.
Sing it, Elder. Sing it.
Give me a try and get the tune. The trusting heart to Jesus cling, nor any ill forebode, but at the cross of Calvary cling. Praise God for lifted load. Singing I go along
life's road, praising my Lord.
The Lord, singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load.
Hallelujah.
Praise Amen.
God. Praise God.
Sister Sasha, when everybody answers at the same time, I can't score. So unless you just want me to scrap scoring and we just have fun.
All right.
It's up to you. But it's when everybody's talking, it's hard to put down a point to know who.
So raise your hand so that I can acknowledge you. The next word is mighty. Raise your hand. Mighty. Yes, Sister Camille, I see that hand.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Sister Sharonette, I saw your hand. Sister Sharonette. Sister Terry, is that a hand?
Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Sister Dacia, is that a hand?
Mighty man of war.
Yes.
Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you. Okay, that is.
Amen. Anybody amen. Else?
Savior. The next word is Savior. Mr. Camille.
Savior. Savior, do not pass me by while on others thou art calling. Do not pass me by.
Sister Lem, is that a hand?
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me.
Yes.
He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of I see.
I saw another hand. Was it Sister Sharonette again?
Yes, Savior more than life to me. I am clinging.
Pull up. Sister Sharon, me know you a long time. I never know say you could have sing. Wait, start over. Sorry. Sister Camille used to me and was me excited, but come again, Sister Sharon. When you see me in a real life, you ever sing for you, you know? Come again, Sister Sharon. Are you shy? You gone?
You traumatized our sister Sasha.
I am here.
Come again, my sister. You have a beautiful
Savior more than life to me. I am clinging, clinging close to thee. Let thy precious blood apply. Keeps me ever, ever near thy side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Can I try?
Go ahead.
Pass me not, O gently Savior.
Yes.
Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, blessed Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Good job. God
bless. Wasn't that my song, Sister Sasha? Wasn't that the same song I did?
Yes, so God bless you, but you're not getting the point. You're not going to get the point, but I commend you for your effort.
Thank you.
Akay Barnett posted, my Jesus, my Savior, but there is none like you. How that go again? Oh, my, I should have told you if you sing, you know. Go ahead and sing that for us.
Mr. Barnett, come in.
You know, me can't sing, you know. All right, let me try. My Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like thee.
Yes.
All of our days. Don't remember it.
I want to praise the wonders of
the mighty
of. All right. The final word is you. I'm seeing an iPhone. Raise their hand and then Sister Dacia. iPhone, go ahead and then Sister Dacia. Then Sister Sharon, then Sister Len. And Sister Camille, sorry. Go ahead, iPhone. All right, I'm not sure. Go ahead, Sister Lem.
You're with me.
Go ahead.
You are God, holy and righteous.
Yes, good job.
You are God. You are God.
Thank you so much, Sister Lem. Who was next? Was it Sister Sharon or Sister Dacia?
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Good job, Sister Dacia.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place. Abba Father, and you are worthy of our praise. To you our voice be raised. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Good job, one of my favorites. Sister Terry and Sister Camille. Oh, hold on, Sister Terry. Sister Camille was before you. Sister Camille, then Sister Terry.
I just don't want Sister Terry to choose a song and then I don't know. So it says, you are the one that we praise.
Yes.
You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Yes, Sister Terry and then Sister Eulalie.
You are worthy of it all. Get up, my boy. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Elder Scott, me not hear you. Brother Vinton, me not hear you. Sister Pamela. Sister Eula, in the meantime, go ahead. Brother Scott, I'm still waiting on you. Brother Vintan, Sister Pamela, I'm still waiting on you.
Then sing all of my song them, sister.
who will be coming from my side, sister Sasha?
Say that again.
I will be doing one and Sister Davara will be doing one.
Okay, go ahead.
There is none like you. Mm-hmm. No one else can touch my heart as you do. I could search you all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Amen.
You are God, holy and righteous. You are God. You are God.
Amen.
I'm not sure what is happening with Sister Sasha. She seems frozen, maybe some internet challenges. But as we...
Hearing me?
Yes, we are, sis. Mm-hmm. Not hearing you so clearly, sis. All right. As she gets that sorted out. Deacon, you said you had one to do? Oh, Sister Sasha?
You're hearing me, sis?
Yes, we are now.
All right. I was asking how the points stay. How are the points looking?
So we have like 1, 2, 3 different persons with a tie.
Whoa!
So we need to break that tie. Unless you want us to just... Want me to just give you the scores as is?
All right, I'll give you a bonus word. Tender. That was quick. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
Softly and tender.
No. Jesus is calling.
Never mind, you said tender.
Yes, tender. Anybody else? Yes, Sister, you have seen a hand. Sister Eula, your hand is up.
Not yet, sis. Soon.
Sister Lim, your hand was up.
It's the same one that Sister Camille was singing I had in mind, Sister Sasha.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, let me give it a try. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful.
That one is lovely.
Towards me, you're always providing for me. Your tender mercy I see. Great is you. We want to break the tie, no? Tender.
I want their heart, sis.
The word is hard.
Yes.
Give us another word, please.
All right.
I wanted to try tender.
Go ahead.
I need thee, or I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, hear me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, or I need thee. Every hour I need thee. No tender voice like thine than peace can afford. I need thee, or I need thee. Every hour I need thee. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me hear you sing, I need thee. Me a little confused. Me a say. Then tender, eh?
Yes, tender is in it. One of the verse.
All right. So the final word I will give you, brethren. Small. 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 I've had some problems, some great and some small. You being God delivered me from them all. Yes, Sister Latoya. Still can't believe. And I'm seeing Sister Terry's hand.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
Yes. Yes, Sister Terry.
Wow.
It's the same one. That's the same one I had in mind.
Anyone else?
The Sister Eva post one in the chat.
Okay. You alone are my strength, my shield.
Think that one, Sister Ava.
No more small. All right. All right. I think that we can hear some scores now.
No, I want to try this small.
Go ahead.
Jesus made them shine with a pure small light. Light a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, you must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. That will work, sis.
Yes, it will work. Any more small?
Yes,
Go ahead.
he is my everything, he is my all, he is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything, and what about you?
Whoa, I like that one. I like that one.
Amen.
Any more small? Mr. Camille, can we hear some points?
Yes, but the persons who were like tied, none of them gave an answer, so we still have the tie. But I will give you the scores that I have. I have Sister Chrissy got 2 points, Sister Mervyn had one, Sister Shernette had 3 points, Sister Denise. One, Sister Chantel. One, Sister Dacia. Three, Sister Lem. Four, Sister Nadine. One, Sister Terry. Four, Elder Edwards. Two, Deacon Scott. Two, Sister Camille. Four. Those are the points.
Okay, sis. All right. Now, I'll be asking you to change your positions for just a little bit. And I want you to go into your kitchen or into your bedroom or into your living room and take up an object, any object. Any object. If you're going to the kitchen and you see the knife, take up the knife. If you see the pot, take up the pot. If you're going to your bedroom and you see the lotion, take up the lotion. Just take up an item and come right back. When you have found the item, please indicate to me by unmuting your mic and say, I have my item,
I
or
have
you
my
can raise your
item.
hand.
I have my
Right, Sister
item.
Terry?
I have my item.
I have my
I
item.
That
have
was
my
quick.
item.
Item.
That
I
was
have my
quick.
item.
I have
No.
my item.
A good teacher always leads by example. So I will be going first. And when I go first, you will follow after. No. The object that you found is, all right, let me give you a little story. There's a story of, and I spoke to my young people one night about this in church. There is a story of a preacher who compared his spiritual life to an axe. A-X-E, an axe. And the item that you took up, you're going to compare your Christian life to that item. Now, the preacher man told a story of two woodcutters, a young woodcutter and an old woodcutter. And the old woodcutter, every day he would go and he would chop the trees and chop the trees and chop the trees and chop the trees. And one day, a young woodcutter, he was so eager to get his axe. And because it's new, you know, it's gonna work fast and everything. And by him chop down 10 tree, the old woodcutter over there is to chop three. By him cut 10, the old woodcutter chop three. And by him reach 15 or so in bulk. Right? And the old woodcutter continued until he surpassed him. So he said, then, oh, he surpassed me. And he went over to the woodcutter and asked the woodcutter for his secret. And the woodcutter said, no, man, you have to take time to sharpen your axe. Take some time to sharpen your axe. So he was comparing himself, the preacher man, to that of an axe. So you can't just go, 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 go. You have to take time to fill up yourself. Right? That is the comparison. You were sent for an object. That object, whatever it is that you have, pen, pencil, paper, you're going to tell us. You don't have to show us the picture. But whatever it is that you have, you're going to tell us how you compare that to your Christian life. I will go first. I have my cell phone. Right? And how can this be compared to my spiritual life? Staying connected to the source. If I charge my phone, Elder Scott, in the morning, well, I charge my phone from overnight. And when I leave in the morning, it's at 100%. And I take calls on it, Sister Camille. I go on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram, by the way. I go on Instagram. I go on TikTok. I call to check on my baby and a video call and everything, and it's a fire and it's a fire. But I don't have my charger. What do you think is gonna happen? Anybody?
It will
Anybody?
no longer be
Battery run
connected.
low.
I will no longer be connected. The battery is gonna get low. And the lower the battery gets, the less use the phone has. Simply put, two. If you're in a room connected to a modem and there is Wi-Fi there, the further away you move from the modem with the Wi-Fi, the weaker the internet connection becomes, correct?
Correct. Amen.
Amen.
What am I saying here? This without the charger is useless. Sometimes we are in sin and sin nice and we feel like we're up there and we have it. And you're in at the party and you're drinking and you're reveling. Yeah, wear the short shorts and you smoke and you're living it up or doing whatever and you think it nice for a moment. So the phone battery can only last for a moment. There's only gonna come a time when the only thing the phone needs is a charger. And there will come a time in your life and in my life where we only need the source, who is God. But let us not travel without with charger. Right? Let us
Of
not
course, amen.
think at any point in time that we are God without us is still God. God without any of us, he's not dependent on any mortal man to do what he needs to do because he's God. But we without God, we're not nothing. Sasha gives nothing. So let us stay connected to our source. All right? I'm giving you a minute or two to think about it, but if you think that you're ready, you may raise your hand and I will acknowledge you and you may go. Brother Vincent, I'm seeing your hand. So you can go, Brother Vincent, and then Sister Camille.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
So I have my laptop,
Okay.
and the way that I compare it to my spiritual life is that I honestly can say all of my life, I've always had this desire to understand the meaning of my behind life. And the understanding of the Bible and which religion was always right. And so I used to study everything. even lost my faith at one point. And the way that I compare all that to my laptop, our laptops are like our phones. You know, phones are actually like laptops where they're connected to everything. They can, you know, you can research everything. You can dive deep into anything, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. You can do anything with the internet. So the way I compare that to my spiritual life is that, like I was saying, I was always trying to understand like spirituality and Christianity and, you know, Hinduism and all of that, everything. So, and I even became like an atheist at one point, and then I, after a certain point in time, I realized that atheism wasn't right. And then I realized that maybe all of the religions are right in their own way or something. I don't know. Right. So that is, in a sense, very compared to the laptop because I can dive into anything and research anything and, you know, believe a lot of things that seem true or, you know, whatever's in my face because I searched it and I found it and I read it and it sounds compelling. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's true. But in the end, you find out you start learning how to research and how to properly find true facts and to compare what you hear, what you hear from somebody or what you see on the news, you compare it to actual legitimate sources such as the Bible. You would actually compare a lot of the things that you learn spiritually from people and things that you hear from friends and family. You do your research to understand what is right and what is wrong. So that is how my laptop compares to my spiritual life.
Wow. Wow.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Camille.
Bless the Lord. So I went into the kitchen and I took this glass up, and a number of things jumped out at me. The first thing I wanted to examine was the base. And I'm not sure if you can see, but the base is very heavy. And I think about the base, and the rest of it is not as thick as the base of it. Reminds me of how important it is for me to be rooted in God, you know? So that's what the base is for me. And I think about the fact that if the base is missing, the cup is not able to hold anything. And that's what will happen to me if I don't have my roots in God, if I don't have my foundation in Almighty God. I looked at the cup, I say the cup is empty. And without God, that's how I am, empty. I'm nothing without Him. And so I recognize the power of God and that my nothingness without Him. I also look at the fact that it is transparent, which means you can see through it. And for right now, I am working. You said how it reflects our spiritual life. I'm not sure it does, but this is what I'm working towards. Because if you pour liquid in this cup, water, apple juice, grape juice, whatever it is inside, you don't have to look over the top to see. You can look through it because it's transparent. And so I want to be transparent in the way that the light of God is able to shine through me. You know, I'm not like the darker outer part of the cup where you put something inside and you're not able to see. I want the light of God to shine through me. So as it is now, I'm not there and I will not say I'm there, but I am working towards this. I think about the fact that if I drop this glass on the floor, it's easily broken. And that's kind of how I am too without God. Everything will come and will push and shove, and I will break without that empowerment, without that strength. I don't operate in my own strength. And so if I don't have
Amen.
that empowerment from God, I'm going to break just like this glass will break. And the final thing I thought about, when you pour juice in this cup, it can hold a certain amount and only a certain amount. When it reaches the top, that's it. So it's limited in how much it can hold. And that's what happens to me when I try to operate in my own strength, to do things in my own strength. I'm limited. And, in order for me to achieve or to accomplish certain things, I have to recognize my limitedness and recognize that with God, there is no limit. Tap into that source, pull from that, and that's how I'm able to overcome my limitations. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Yes. I have my jacket in my hand, and this jacket will keep me warm, and I will have the jacket. If I don't put the jacket on, then I will not be able to get the use of the jacket. So I just have it in my hand, staring at it. There's no use, there's no value. But once I put it on, then it will make me warm when I need to be warm. And so is Jesus Christ himself to us, to me. He gives me his tender embrace. Now, when I need a hug, when I need that warmth, he is always right there. And so this jacket too will get messy, dirty, smelly. So I got to take it to the laundry. Now, when you go into the washroom, I got to get it washed. So am I sometimes. I get broken. Sometimes I be marred, and I need to go back to the Lord on my knees, where he be able to break and
Amen.
mold
Amen.
and make
Amen.
and
Amen.
allow me in, bring me into what he want me to be, and then that warmth from him. So without him, I am nothing. If I am very, very cold, the jacket will keep me warm. So is it with my Lord and Master. He's always there to warm me when I need to be warm. And he's our friend. He's my friend. And so he will always be there. But I must remember too that I have to go to the washroom or the laundromat in order to get my jacket clean, fresh, that fragrance, that when you wear it, others will smell the freshness. Past people, they smell the freshness. And so is it. As I would take a line from what Mr. Kami said, this freshness will be the light that others will see and come along and come to the Lord. So this is how my jacket will represent
Yeah, man.
and contrast. Thank you.
Yeah, man. That's so good, Sister Nadine. I agree with you. You know,
Amen.
the same, the anointing of yesterday, it can't work for next week. You have to keep refilling, keep washing the jacket to get the freshness. You know, I do agree with you. I do agree with you. God bless you. Sister Terry,
Amen.
you got a hand?
Yes, let me see if I can try. I took up my Bible from my bedroom. I have to th really think about this. So the Bible is holy, and the words in it are holy. They come directly from God. And I in my spiritual life, I strive to be holy as He has commanded us. Just as the Bible itself carries no power if it is left unread. Without you understanding it and applying it to your life, my life lacks spiritual power. If I had known that, read and understand and apply God's word to my life. And if I allow my Bible to sit untouched in my bedroom, I don't read it and it gathers dust, I will become spiritually dusty, distant, and weak in my faith with God, with Holy God. All right, so in the same way that I care for my Bible to preserve it, my children always try to rip out the pages. I try to preserve it. I hand it with reverence. I don't want it to drop on the floor. I want anybody to walk on it. And I try to read it as regularly as possible. I must also nurture my relationship with God. staying consistent in prayer, studying the scripture, and living out his word. And just as the Bible's pages remain strong and alive through us, my spiritual life will remain strong and alive when I continually seek and apply his word to my life on a daily basis. That's my understanding. That's how I compare my spiritual life with the Bible.
Amen.
One else? I think Deacon Scott has his hand up.
Okay.
Yes, sis. I took up and I went into the bedroom and I took up something in there. But I'm not sure how directly to each time a thought would come to my head. But I can't had it up yet, sis. I took up a cologne. I took up a perfume. Right? And I'm looking at it now. You know, and I'm trying to picture myself with it. The only thing that can come to mind in it is just a sweet anointing. You know, it's just like the sweet anointing. It's just like I want to be at that point where I am easily identified as a child of God.
My God.
You know, so with the anointing, with the smell of this cologne on me, I should be able to quickly be identified. You know, it's like a light that shines in a dark world. Or, you know, I should be able to differentiate from others with the sweet anointing, with the smell of this cologne on me, identifying me as a child of God. Also, it brings back to memory the alabaster box of sweet ointment.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to represent me as all the treasures that I would keep on this in this earth. I wanted to represent my savings account. I wanted to represent my vehicle. I wanted to represent my house. I wanted to represent my job. I wanted to represent anything that I hold dear in the physical. And I wanted to be just stored up inside that jar, that alabaster jar, that perfume bottle. And I just want to break it before Jesus' feet. I just want to break it before his feet, you know, to as a way to say that nothing in this world means more to me than having him in my life, who is able to put back the pieces back together again. I don't know if I'm making sense, but I'm feeling something down inside of me trying to get it to explain how I want this bottle, this perfume, to fit in my walk with him. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, and yes, you made perfect sense.
Amen.
Can I just add to it, Deacon? I don't know if this is allowed to Sasha. Is it? Well, as he spoke about the perfume, and as I look at him, I'm telling you what I see, Deacon.
Amen.
That smell. When you walk in a place that is crowded and you smell nice and persons turn, and that's what your worship is like before the Lord. You know, it should be one that the Lord wants to receive, like a sweet smelling savor before the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
From your spirit.
Let my worship rise.
Yes.
Like a sweet perfume. My
yes, I'm seeing something deep in it, Sister Sasha. You know, I'm seeing something deep.
Yes, yes.
In the cologne and the entire ambience behind it, and the, you know, the aroma behind it and stuff. It's and I want to tell it to you know, the cologne that I took up is one that you only can use just like a little tip of it, and it just it just keep it for the whole day. It's just keep it for the whole day, you know. Even when you wash your clothes, you still can smell it on it. You know, it's one of those sweet ones that And I want to tell you too, it's almost empty. And it has been there for a long time because even the bottle itself, you don't want to throw it away because it have a special design to it.
My God.
Yeah, so I don't know if let me, yeah.
You made perfect sin. Perfect sin.
Yeah, it have a, like a special design to it. So even though it's almost empty, you still want to like hold on to it, you know?
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? God bless you, Brother Scott.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sasha, and
With
listen
God.
God. You know, just listening to you people make me want to just worship. I feel like I just want to burst out in worship.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so, Sister Sasha, I took from the kitchen a spoon. And I said, when you ask, I said, how do I compare this to my spiritual life? So when I think about the spoon, there are several uses for the spoon. I think of one, it is used for stirring. My God. But if without any liquid, I'm using liquid right now, without any liquid, the spoon would not be of any use.
No,
It needs something
at all.
to stir in. And so when I compare my spiritual life, I said, as a child of God, I need to stay stirred up. But I can't do it of my own. But with the Holy Spirit, I can stay stirred up and alive in Christ. When you mentioned that we should compare it to our spiritual life, I think about a verse in Psalm 34 that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." The spoon is used for tasting. And when you taste of the Lord, my God, as the psalmist said, taste and see that he is good. In order for you to find out that he is good and to stay connected to him, you have to taste of him, taste and see that the Lord is good. The spoon is used for dishing out for sharing food. And as a child of God, we need to share the word of God. We need to share the goodness of God. It is the whole duty of man is to serve God. And so when I compare it to the spoon, I said, I am a child of God and I need to share the word of God. I need to share the goodness of God. I need to share
Hallelujah.
the love of God. So
Amen,
the
amen,
spoon
amen.
is so
Yes.
significant in so many
Yes.
ways in my spiritual life, my God. And so I bless the Lord
Oh,
that
yeah.
I took the spoon because it teach me to taste. It teach me to stir. It teach me to share. And there are several other uses, but I'll just stop here so that somebody else can get an opportunity. But I bless the Lord. My heart is warm, and I just want
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Sister Eulalie.
Amen.
Such a blessing. Amen.
Anybody else?
Wanted to add before I fully dove into my faith, as I was a young Christian just trying to learn things, my favorite book in the Bible was Ecclesiastes. And the way that it connects to the story that I gave earlier is that pretty much everything is meaningless unless you have Jesus and you have God in your life. And that it connects to my story because, like the laptop, I would be indulging in endless research and trying to piece things together and understand things. But unless you have God or Jesus, you don't have You could have everything and it's all still meaningless unless Jesus is there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Sister Sasha, if I may, I just want to add, with the spoon and the stirring, we need to stay stirred up in the anointing
Yes.
as well.
Stir up the gift that the Lord has placed in us.
My
Amen.
God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? All right. I'm not hearing anyone else. I do hope that you enjoyed the activities tonight and I hope that you took something from at least one of these activities tonight. Yes, it was all about having fun, but not just fun alone. Something must have fed your spirit, man. So I hope that you took something from any one of these activities tonight. God bless you, and I was so happy and humbled to share with you tonight. It has been a long time coming, and Sister Camille had to reschedule me. But I thank the Lord that I was given another opportunity to be here to share it. God bless you all. Thank you for your participation. Sister Camille, I turn over to you.
The Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I glorify God tonight, brethren. Amen. For tonight's activities, it was relaxing, and it was good and it was fun, but it was meaningful. Amen.
Yes.
So we want to you I want to use this opportunity to thank Sister Lem for starting off our program tonight, for setting the pace with the devotion. And as she would have prepared and shared, we are reminded to praise God regardless, worship God regardless of what we are going through. And that phrase just come at a time where some of us might be going through our situations, we're going through what we're going through right now, but it's our praise should not be determined or should not be based upon what we are currently facing. We are worshiping beings designed to praise God regardless, or praise God in spite of. I'm not praising God because all is good and dandy. I'm praising God because of who He is and because He deserves to be praised. And so I hope you are encouraged. I want to thank Sister Sasha. As she said, it was a long time coming. I'm really happy that we were able to work together to reschedule Sister Sasha, because I believe that these were meaningful activities. We had fun starting out, and the culminating activity, it really took it for me, that reflection. And it's very relevant for us to look into our spiritual lives. Amen. And to see, to examine ourselves, to see what we need to be working on, and to see what areas we can improve in. Amen. And so I believe that even though not everybody shared, I believe that this activity would have led us to a place of introspection. And I believe that that was the aim, for us to see, look into our lives and to see what can be done, or what we need to do, what else is God expecting of us that we may not necessarily be, giving to Him. So thank you so much again, Sister Sasha. God bless you. We will be in touch. We'll be in touch, Sister Sasha. God bless you. And so,
Amen.
children, as we get ready, did you enjoy tonight?
Amen.
Yes,
Yes,
amen.
yes, I
Thank
did.
the Lord.
Yes.
Certainly did. Praise God. Praise God. And so as we're getting ready to close tonight, I know that some of us would have shared and I heard testimonies coming up, but is there any other person who you came online with a testimony burning inside your spirit and you are not able, you were not, you didn't get a chance to share? I am going to invite you now to go ahead and share a testimony if you have
one. The Lord has been nothing short of good. So we want to hear the testimonies. Anybody? All right. Bless the Lord. I will say to us when we
Sister Camille.
Go ahead, sis.
I just want to give the Lord thanks because when I look at my life as a believer, there's always something to give God thanks for. And for the past few weeks after going back to work, it has been a challenging period for me. It has been hard on my emotions and my spiritual life as well. So many things are coming against me. And I'm learning a new curriculum. I'm learning all the systems. Everything is just different. And I'm expected to have an instructional assistant because I teach kindergarten students, 5-year-olds. So it's really hard to keep them, you know, sitting down for too long, for long periods of time. Or I have to teach them like almost every day, the routines, and remind them. And so one teacher alone just won't do it with all the other requirements expected of me to be done every day. And I was really bombarded. I felt overwhelmed and I just felt like I wanted to quit. Every day I'm going to work, I'm wondering if this is the job for me. And I just start feeling sorry for myself. Some days I feel lonely on the job because it's like you're trying to be a light, you're trying to live the life that God wants you to live. But it seemed like you are still an enemy to everybody else. That's how I feel. And I just came home and I started to pray and I started to talk with the Lord. I started to read my Bible and I heard a brother mention about Ecclesiastes. That's where I am. And this morning I got up and I read Ecclesiastes 5. And it was encouraging me. It was saying, you know, everything is just vanity. All this hard work, all this tension, all the sleepless nights, the lack of sleep, the lack of fun. It's just vanity. You're going to die. You're going to leave them all behind. But God's will for our life is to enjoy the gifts that he has given to us. And I just started to pray and make some declarations. And I started to remember who I am in Christ. And I started to speak to the atmosphere of my school and the situations. Because sometimes I forget who I am. I forget that I have the authority of the Lord inside of me and the power of God that dwells within me.
Amen.
And I went to work today. I was the only one in my classroom for most of the day. And to be honest, all the other teachers around me were saying, oh my God, what a day. It was chaotic in the entire school. You could hear on the walkie-talkie every minute, children running out of the classroom. Oh, kinds of all kinds of stuff happening in the school. But I just, when I went in, I just covered my classroom and I took authority and I took the authority of the Holy Spirit that God has given me. And today I can testify. I commanded my day. I stood in the authority of the Holy Spirit and I remembered who I was, who I am. And today was a good day. And even in the midst of the crisis, I had the peace of God that passed all understanding. And I just want to glorify God for his Holy Spirit and that I'm a believer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we give God all the glory. Won't he do it, my brothers and sisters? Indeed, he will. He will. He will. God bless you, Sister Terry. Thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, as we would have learned, that testimony has been released on the platform. And so anybody who is in a similar situation with work struggles, you can take, you know, the power that was released on this platform from Sister Terry's testimony, and you can apply it to your own life, because guess what? Doors have been opened for the manifestation of that same testimony in your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. So it is released on the platform. It is yours for the taking in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, as we go, do we have any other testimony? Or is that it for tonight? All right, I think that's it for tonight. So we are closing, and I just want to use this opportunity to, invite those who are unsaved to just surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I give you tonight, Jesus. Today is the day of salvation, and as we present him to you, this moment is the only moment you are certain of. Amen. And so I invite you to give Jesus a chance. Give him a try in your life. He's knocking at the doors of your heart. Will you just open up and let him come in Jesus' name? Is there any such person tonight? Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling you, each of you who are unsaved by name. Just come home. Come home. Praise God.
In Jesus.
Praise God. And as I always say, if you feel led, if you are ready to make that decision and you're, shy to do it publicly, you can reach out to us. Anybody who put you onto the platform, any of the leaders, any of the members, anybody, and they'll connect you to us. And we will be able to work with you because this journey is a lot easier when we have support from our brothers and sisters along with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I invite you, let us know that we be working with you. And those of us who are already Christians, we're going to continue to pray for the unsaved. Amen. Amen. I'm declaring a new season
Amen.
that the unsaved are coming in. They're coming to Jesus this season in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I invite you to join me in praying for them. Yeah, just choose an unsaved and just pray for that person consistently and watch God work. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I use this opportunity
Amen.
to thank each of you for coming out tonight. And as we are about to close, I'm getting ready to pray that closing prayer. As we are getting ready to go, I thank each of you for joining us. It's not the same without you. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. And so, as we get ready to close, I ask you to bow your heads and to just agree with me. Just agree. It's just saying amen or just hallelujah. Just agree with me. There's power in agreement. Amen. And so, let us pray. Praise God.
Amen.
Divine God and our Father, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for who you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for being present in our lives, oh God Almighty. Despite all,
Amen.
Lord, we can rest in you. We can find that rest in you. Mighty God, as we
Thank
come
you,
before you tonight, we thank you
Jesus.
for your
Thank you,
presence
Jesus.
on the platform. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the word that you reminded us to worship you regardless or in spite of our situations. We know, God Almighty, that some days it's easy. But we know that there are other days when it's hard and we have to fight, oh God Almighty, to release a praise.
Jesus' name.
I pray, Almighty God, that you will birth within us a new worship, a new praise. Help us, Mighty God, to
Jesus.
locate our praise and to sustain that praise, Lord, that it may not be
They
dependent
called my body.
on how we are feeling. It may not be dependent on the situations that we're facing. It will not be dependent on anything else, but the
Jesus'
fact that
name.
you are God and that you deserve to be praised. Lord God Almighty, as we would have reflected tonight, based on the games that we
Thank you, Lord God.
go through. Mighty God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to minister to us,
Amen.
continue to speak to us, Almighty God, that we may
Thank
look in
you,
our lives, surrendering it fully to you, Almighty God, and that tonight, Lord, as of tonight, Lord, we will live a life that is more focused on you, a life that is centered around you,
Jesus.
Almighty
Thank
God, where
you,
everything that we
Jesus.
ever thought that we conceive, oh God Almighty, will be inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray tonight,
Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for
In
each person that is on the platform, even now, I pray, Lord, for a touch. I pray that you will visit each
Jesus'
person,
name.
Almighty God, and that you will
Yes, Lord.
make right every wrong situations in their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray for a new level
Hallelujah.
of
faith. I pray for a new trust in you. I pray for a new seed,
Yes, Lord.
mighty God. I pray that you will wipe the slate clean. And that, Lord, when we leave this platform tonight, we will look in our lives. We will acknowledge that new state, oh God, that we are presented with.
Yes,
and we will move forward, Lord God Almighty, in you, in the name of Jesus Christ, without holding on to any baggage, oh God Almighty, that we would have, that you would have wiped away from our lives, in the mighty
Thank you, Lord God.
Name of Jesus. I pray that you will touch each person represented here. I pray that you will show up in their
Hallelujah.
Business. I pray that you will manifest your power, mighty God, in some situations. Some persons are going through some struggles, Almighty God, but as we give them to you, we pray, oh God Almighty, to you who is a prayer answering God. We know
yes, Lord.
Almighty answer prayer because you have done it before. We have testimonies. We have testimonies upon testimonies, and we know, Almighty God, that you are that same God yesterday, today, and forever. And so we
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Almighty God, for a new testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Almighty God, tonight for Miss Rachel, oh God Almighty, Sister Denise's mother, she has requested prayer on her behalf. Lord, I pray that you will locate Miss Rachel right now in the name of Jesus Christ as she is in that hospital room. Mighty God, will you show up there?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God, and will you allow your
yes, Lord.
To be felt. I pray, God Almighty, that you will find Rachel now and that you will lay your hand, those wounded hand, Almighty God,
Hallelujah.
Lay them on Miss Rachel people now
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will perform a whole surgery right now, that you will cut, mighty God, her
yes,
head,
Lord.
That you will allow your fire to lick up every water that is gathering
Thank
around
God
her
God
heart
people
now
God,
in the
Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus. Let that era that is supposed to be dry, let it become dried right now
yes,
by the
Lord.
Power of God in the name of Jesus. Let Miss Rachel testify tonight, oh God.
Praise Jesus.
A burning
Praise
in
the
her
Lord.
Stomach,
Thank
God
you,
Almighty.
God.
And when the doctors came, things were not the same because the water that was once there has been licked up by the fire of the living
Hallelujah.
God in the name of Jesus
Thank you,
Christ.
Jesus.
I pray, Almighty God, that you will cover her under your blood, that you will relieve
yes,
her from any other complication that may be there, that is in hiding. I pray
Hallelujah.
That it will be exposed.
Yes,
I pray that it will be removed by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for any request in the heart of any person that is online tonight, oh God. I pray that you will release, oh God, your answer to them in the mighty name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. And I pray, mighty
Thank you, Lord.
When you have
Almighty.
Done it, Lord Jesus, you will anoint your people with boldness so they will come on here and they will testify, even if they don't do it on this platform, but they will testify of the goodness of God. God Almighty, may they not keep your goodness to themselves, but as Elder would have said, we are to share, oh God Almighty, the gospel. May we understand the power that our testimony carries. May we not hold it, Almighty God, but may we run and get excited and tell it to every person that we come in contact with of the goodness of God. Our testimonies are not for us. Our testimonies are to exalt and to honor and to glorify you, Almighty God. So I pray that we will be of that mindset where, Lord, we are eager, oh God Almighty, to share, Lord Jesus, what you have done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you will cover each of us, Lord, cover the leadership of this ministry, continue to operate in and through us, Lord, continue to touch the men, Lord. Our meeting number tonight is like 20, but Lord God, I pray that you will find the other members who are sitting down, who are occupied otherwise, and you will cause them to be troubled in their spirits, Almighty God, knowing that they have missed a time with you. God Almighty, may they, oh God, return to their rightful position, which is their place of worship, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord
them
God.
By numbers, we call calling them back
walk out, Lord. We will not settle with 20 unless it is your divine will. But Lord, there are times when we have 50, and so we call them back out. We call for an overflow in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's not about the numbers, Lord. Amen. It's about you and the power of Almighty God. But I pray that they will come and be a part of it. They will come and taste and see that you are good and that your mercies are everlasting and your truth endures to all generations. I pray, mighty God, that you will continue to have your own way in our lives. Some persons are overwhelmed. Some persons are stressed. Some persons are depressed. But I pray that you will reach out your hand, God, and that you will enfold them and that you will breathe upon them, breath of God, and cause them to feel your heartbeat.
Yes, God Almighty.
Jesus, cover them under your blood, Lord God Almighty, as we give you thanks tonight for hearing and for answering. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Can we just come in agreement and just say amen? Just amen.
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 Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
So as you go tonight, saints of God, I invite you out. On Saturday, we will have our Bible study. Amen. And so I invite you to join us. We're on the theme, imperfect people who God used, who surrendered to God and they were transformed and God would now use them. And the study has been meaningful so far. So I invite you to join us. I want to extend a special invitation to each of you, to your friends, to your cousins, to your family members, to your husbands, to your wives. Amen. We are having a marriage/singles seminar next week, where we will be having some dynamic speakers who will talk to us about, you know, marriage and, you know, even and being single as well, you know, godly dating, if you're looking to date, how to sustain yourself as a single Christian. And so it promises to be meaningful. So I invite you to come on, join us. Amen. Let us come out early. Let us be on time and let us participate. Amen. This is the food that we need. This is the fuel, hallelujah, that we need to go forward. And so invite your friend, invite your neighbor, invite your cousin, invite your principal and your boss, invite everybody. Amen. And let us come out. Let us hear the word of God. Let us be fed with the word of God. Hallelujah. That we may understand and, you know, what God's plan is for our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Of you, amen. Invite at least three persons because we have, if everybody invite at least three persons, and we're going to see who really invite three persons and we'll see what happens from there. But join us next week. It promises to be a wonderful time in the Lord. And if you're single, come on out. We're catering to, if you're married, come on out and bring your partner, your husband or your wife. And, you know, we're catering to you as well. Amen. If you are a part of the ministry and you have not yet completed the survey, I invite you, it takes 2 minutes. Just take 2 minutes and just finish the survey for us, please. Thank you so much that we may know, you know, what areas we need to touch on. All right. Praise God. Is there any last final comments before I go? In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I love that final comment, Brother Grant. Thank you, Jesus. And so with that, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and may he grant you his peace. God bless you. And as you go, greet somebody and just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless
you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It's good to have you. God bless you.
Blessings, everyone. Yes. Blessings.
Bless you. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Bless the Lord.
Right. God bless you. Good to have you. Sister Tamaya.
Bless you, everyone.
Amen. Barnett, God bless you. Sister Latoya, it's good to have you. God bless you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.
God bless,
good night.
God bless you, Sister Eva. Sister Nicole, God bless you. God bless you. Have a good night, everyone.
God bless you.